Blog Talk Radio. a price just for you.
God bless you and welcome to Favor Factor Radio. This is Breakthrough Tuesday and this is your host, your boy, your prophet, your overseer, your apostle, Charles Briggs. I'm so excited that you decided to join me tonight. Tonight is a very, 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 very emotional yet heartwarming and breakthrough moment for most of us, for some of you, for me. And it's going to be kind of easy for me to effectively minister to you tonight on this Breakthrough Tuesday. I want you to understand something tonight, that I need your support, and I believe that I have, as many of you that are logging in tonight and those of you who are listening over the internet, I really need you to support Favor Factor Radio tonight with your $20.15 Favor Factor Breakthrough seed for not only for the radio show, but for your life. I need you to seed on something that you need God to do within the next 24 hours, and we're going to believe God over your seed. I know I have some $20.15 sores. I know I have some $40.30 sores on today, and I need you to support Favor Factor Radio. If it's blessing you, if you want to keep it going, I need your support. Go to our website, www.pcbministries.com, and click on the donate button and send that seed today to support Favor Factor Radio and yours truly, your host, your boy, your prophet. Amen. These seeds will continue to allow Favor Factor Radio to feed your spirit. Amen. Each day that we have these, each day that we have it, I am encouraging you to get to the website today. Prophet, I don't have the $20.15. I don't have the $40.30. You know what I'm going to ask you to do? Send us your prayer request so that we can pray over you, pray over your finances so that things can begin to shift in your favor. So I want you to do that today. I want you to send us your prayer request. Send us your praise reports, what God is doing in your life and for your life. I want you to do that for me today. Amen. I want to talk to you for the next 20 minutes concerning pressure. I want to talk about pressure. I want to talk to you. I want to give you, I don't have anything in front of me right now. I want to give you a quick testimony. I want to give someone hope today. When I begin to look up what pressure really was, I begin to understand that pressure is the burden of a physical or mental distress. And today it seems like that everyone is going through some type of pressure and some type of stress. And I begin to hear the Lord say to encourage the people, and I begin to hear the song in my spirit that says, "Oh, my brother, be encouraged. He will, I promise you, he will, sister, he will strengthen your heart. Storm clouds, they will pass away. The sun is gonna shine after a while. The sun is gonna shine after a while if you believe. The sun is gonna shine after a while. Just remain faithful. The sun is gonna shine after a while." And I begin to sing that in my spirit today. I begin to sing that all day long, just encouraging myself. The sun is really going to shine after a while. You have to understand that pressure is something, it's a weight or force that is produced when something is pressing or pushes against something else. And a lot of us today, yes, we are under pressure. You're under stress. And it's true that we're built to withstand a certain amount of stress, and it can help us to become better problem solvers. But we shouldn't be so stressed that we can't handle our day-to-day life. Oh, God, this is really blessing me right now. I'm really getting kind of teary-eyed, getting emotional, because the enemy's desire is to take all of us out. He doesn't care about your title. He doesn't care that I'm a prophet. He doesn't care about my title, apostle. He doesn't care about your title. He doesn't care how many successes that you have. He doesn't care anything about that. He cares about your next break. He cares about your next success. And his job is to stop you from getting there. His job is to remind you of what did not happen, to oppress you and to make you depressed and to get you to the point that you start to feel like nothing is going to work for you. But I have come to declare and to decree to everyone that is under the sound of my voice that this pressure will not break you, but it is going to make you. I'm so in tune to many of you right now that this is being heard all over the internet. Is being heard by all of these callers who have called in. My heart is beating, is pumping for those persons who are saying that this is it, I can't take it anymore. And how can I sympathize with you? Because I was there. I have been there for a while. I'm so transparent right now because many people need to understand that it does not mean that your pastors and your leaders do not go through spiritually. That it doesn't mean that they don't go through in their emotions, but we need the support of the intercessors. Everyone needs an intercessor. Everyone needs someone praying for them. Everyone needs someone that can hold them up at the place where they feel like that they are about to go under, that God is about, that the enemy is about to overtake them. There's only so much that we can take, all of us, every one of us that are listening right now. For example, a chair is designed to bear a certain amount of weight, and if it's used properly, it should last a very long time. But if it consistently bears more weight than it was designed to hold, it will wear out prematurely and eventually break. You and I were also designed to bear a certain amount of physical, mental, and emotional strain. And when we take on more than we can handle, we eventually break down. Everything becomes sensitive to us. Everything becomes it feels like that someone is picking at a sore, and the more that they pick at it, the more you become that much more sensitive. And there is we have to begin to the set limits, a word we don't hear much about, is prudence. It means careful management. Careful management economy. In the Bible, prudence or prudent means being good stewards or managers of the gifts God has given to us. To use those gifts include time, energy, strength, health, even material possessions. They include our bodies as well as our minds and spirits. And just as each one of us has been given a different set of gifts, each of us have been given different levels of ability to manage those gifts. We need to know our limits and prevent ourselves from reaching full capacity or overload. I decree and declare right now that some of you that are about to hit that overload place, that you're about to hit full capacity to where you cannot take any more. And so instead of pushing ourselves too hard to please others or reach our own personal goals, we need to listen to God and do what He's telling us is wise. We need to learn to put God's wisdom into practice so we can enjoy our lives and live and live and live. It's time for you to live. It's time for you to be to stop watching people. I posted something earlier today. Get off the sidelines of life and begin to make something happen for you. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be stress-free. You deserve to enjoy your life. This is where the bulk stops. This is where it stops. It stops here. It stops here. This is where you stop stressing and stop allowing things to overtake you to the point to where you're sick. God is not a God that He will allow these things to overtake our bodies. We have to know our authority. I begin to speak to my body. I begin to speak to my mind. I begin to decree and declare the word. We're so busy decreeing and declaring houses and cars that we forgot that we can decree and declare that He will keep us in perfect peace. We forgot to decree and declare that we be at peace in our minds and in peace in our spirits and peace with one another. It is not the will of God for us to go back and forth, to bicker back and forth with one another. Are we not Christ-like? Are we not in kingdom? Are we not preventing? We're supposed to be preventing those things from happening. We're supposed to be loving one another. We're supposed to be embracing one another, not pulling apart from each other, not beating and tearing one another down. Do you know that anything can cause stress? Stressors can be big or little things. In addition, what causes you stress may not bother someone else, and what bothers you today may not bother you tomorrow. I promise you, what was bothering me yesterday is not bothering me today. I have an inner peace. I prayed to God and gave God some things, and God sent a very calmness in my spirit. And I just begin to sing it again. The sun is gonna shine after a while. I really believe it. shine after a while. The dark clouds are rolling away. The sun is going to shine after a while. My brother, my sister, the sun is going to shine after a while. Why does your after a while have to be next week? It can be right now. For example, going to the grocery store may be a stressor for you, especially if the money is tight, or going to try to pay a bill. The checker in your lane runs out of change and has to shut down temporarily. It rubs you the wrong way. You switch to a new lane and learn five of your items don't have a price on them. All of this small, seemingly innocent circumstances have a way of pulling up until you finally explode from the pressure. Nobody can remove all the big and little things that cause stress in our lives. So we must learn to identify our stressors, study how they affect us, and learn how to respond correctly. I choose not to argue. I choose not to fight. I choose not to fight and war within myself, but I choose to give everything that is trying to stress me, that is trying to oppress me, I choose to give it to God. What is your choice tonight? Is it your choice to carry it into tomorrow? Is it your choice that it becomes a choice? You don't have to carry it into tomorrow. The song says, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Don't pick them back up. I've learned these past few days of my life that life is very precious. Life is very precious. And in the moment, we can be here today and gone today. I know they used to say we can be here today and gone tomorrow, but we can be here today and gone today. The world responds to difficulties by becoming upset and stressed, but our attitude and approach should be entirely different. When we approach a circumstance already stressed out, we're setting ourselves up for misery before we begin. The right approach can completely turn a situation around. And so instead of stressing out and tensing up, calm down. Take a deep breath. I found myself taking multiple deep breaths today, but enjoying life at the same time. As I'm doing my daily walk, as I'm doing my daily workout, as I'm doing my daily routine, as I'm coaching and ministering to people, I found myself taking deep breaths so that I don't get so overworked, so I don't get so in my feelings and in my emotions, and learning when to let things go. Because if you don't let them go, they're going to overtake you to the point to where you feel, and it does not only become a feeling, it becomes reality. You're going to suffocate yourself. You're going to suffocate yourself. Take a deep breath and try to get some perspective on the situation. And you know what else to do? Refuse to allow your circumstances to dictate how you're going to feel. Refuse to allow it to happen. You may not be able to control the situation, but you can control how you respond to it. I want to say that one more time. You might not be able to control the situation, but you can control how you respond to it. Yes, you can. You can control it. With the help of God, and you need a good support system. You need a good support system. You need people with the right attitude. You need people who are going to be that strength and not tear you down when you're already weak. When people are hurt, when people are already stressed, when people are already worn, the Bible says that those that are strong should bear the infirmities of those who are weak. A right attitude opens the door for God to supernaturally help you. Take a proactive approach and decide beforehand what your attitude will be. You can overcome pressure. Many times others tell us that we can overcome pressures of life if we would just trust. In the past, when they have said things like that to me, I wondered if they had ever really experienced life. You ever felt like that? Someone telling you to get over something and you're wondering, have you ever really experienced life? Do you even know what it is that I'm going through? Or if they had ever had a heartbreak or the loss of a mother or a father or the loss of a child or unemployment, the eviction from a home, the repossession of a car, the fear of their business failing, a divorce, abandonment, or any kind of abuse at the hands of another. People, you must understand that this is a very critical hour for the body of Christ. This is a very critical hour for the body of Christ because we are under attack right now, and pressure is going to start killing people. It's going to start being the death of those who have been in church for years because they are breaking under pressure with no one there to pump life back into them. But God allowed me to experience pressure these past few months, silent pressure these past few months, almost a whole year, for such a time as this, to tell you that you can come out of it. You are not defeated. You have the victory over this thing. I promise you, today is not the day that you die. Today is not the day that you commit suicide over this. Today is not the day that you keep saying that you're going crazy, that you're about to break, that you're about to break down. I said those things, and nothing happened. I did not break down because God was setting me up for my breakthrough. I did not crumble because he was setting me up for my victory. I did not fail because he was setting me up for the biggest supernatural breakthrough of my life. And I finally received it without the help of you know, sometimes we think that people are our answers. The song says that Jesus is the answer for the world today. We're turning to everybody. We're turning to everything instead of turning to the right person, instead of turning to the right solution. And solution today is I recommend Jesus. I recommend him. I recommend him because he's the only one that can help you right where you are right now. He's absolutely waiting for you. He's waiting with outstretched arms. If you have to cry this thing out, cry it out. Many nights I had to cry this thing out. I had to get it out of my system. I had to start feeling like that I was the cause of having distress put on my shoulders. You have to stop feeling like you're the blame for everything. I cannot tell you that if God did not deliver me from the blame game. You got to understand that where you are, God is ready to help you in that place. Financially, you're stressed out. Emotionally, you're stressed out. In your health, you're stressed out, but God is coming to give you a complete turnaround. I promise you, he's going to give you a complete turnaround. Your life will never be the same. This is where you make a decision for your life. You have to forget about everything else, and you have to make a decision for your life. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. People don't understand. I simply made a decision. I sowed a seed for my life, and I decreed and declared, God, that this seed is going to break some things for me. I believe it. And God has begun to break those things in my life. And you have to refuse to allow anyone, I mean anyone, to take you back to that place. You have to keep your freedom. You have to keep your happiness. And don't allow everybody's misery to make you miserable. I decided to make myself understand that I'm free and I'm staying free. You got to make the same choice. Man, you got to make the same choice, woman. You got to make the same choice. Don't allow everything to overcome you. Don't allow it, because you're going to make it through. I'm receiving inboxes right now. I'm receiving text messages right now. How this is really helping you. I'm really about to go into prayer. Because I really needed to say that. I didn't need anything wrote out tonight. I needed to have a real moment. And that's why my radio show is so phenomenal, to God be the glory, because it's real life and real issues. Tell me something that's going to help me. Yes, prophet. The prophet struggles just like you. I go through just like you. I hurt just like you hurt. But I made a conscious decision that I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to stay there another week. I'm not going to stay there another 6 days. I'm not going to stay there another 5 days. I'm not staying there another 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, not even 1 day. I'm not staying there another minute. I decided to escape. The Bible tells me that in every, that he's provided a way out. He's providing a way out. Yes, it's tempting to stay in a place that's comfortable, but God has provided a way of escape so that we can experience our life more abundantly. More abundantly. You are coming out of this. I promise you. I see you crying. I see you. It's so many of you that are on this line right now. This is for you. I see the tears streaming. You're going to get over this divorce. You're going to get over this separation. You're going to get over this heartbreak. You're going to get over this financial hump. Yes, I'm talking to you. If I hit something and it hit your spirit, I'm literally talking to you. You're not going to commit suicide. You're not going to die right here. You are going to overcome. Your ministry is going to flourish. It's not going to go under. Your business is going to flourish. It's not going to go under. Your family is going to come back together. You got to believe it. You got to trust God. You got to trust God and not the opinions of man. You got to trust him right here. This is where we trust him, y'all. This is where we trust him. When we don't see a way, we don't feel no way, we don't know no way, this is where we trust him. He's wanting to know, can you trust me right here in this hard place? Your mind is not going to snap. You will not be in a mental institution. That is the enemy. That is the devil who wanted me to think that I was going to be there, who wanted me to think that seizures were going to come back in my life from all of the stress and all of the pressure that I was experiencing. And I told the enemy this morning in my prayer closet, you are a liar. I'm going to live and not die. I will declare the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's anointed me. He's qualified me. He's called me to help pull you out. This is not a game. This is serious. So, God, I thank you for those persons who have literally stayed on this line, and they are literally crying. Your hands are lifted now. Come on, lift your hands as a sign of surrenderance. Lift your hands as a sign of surrenderance and tell God you can't do it on your own. You got to take it. You got to take it. I can't handle it. I can't fix it. But, God, you have to do it right here, right now. I'm not going to bed like this. I'm waking up with joy in the morning. I'm sleeping in peace. I'm waking up in new prosperity. I'm waking up a new person. The peace of God come over you right now, my sister, my brother. The peace of God fill your houses. The peace of God fills the cars that you're driving right now. Some of you are stuck in traffic, but you're listening right now. The peace of God come over you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Satan has already lost his battle, and I decree and declare, hey, you are already a winner. If you got to sing a song, that was a song the Lord had me singing all day long. If you got to sing a song, find a song to sing. But I promise you, you're coming out of this. You're going to make it. You're going to be all right. Where's your breakthrough? Your breakthrough right now is your freedom. You're going to break through to a new level of freedom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A new level of freedom. The angels are dispatching around you now. It's dispatching around your vehicles, dispatching around your homes, around your loved ones. You're coming out. You are coming out. God's going to get the glory. I believe in you. You're not going to die. You're going to live. And you are going to declare the word of the Lord. Why don't you go to our website? Please, ma'am, please serve. This was a blessing to you. Sow into this word. Sow into this broadcast. www.pcbministries.com. If no one else tells you, let me tell you how much I love you, how much I appreciate you. I may not have this chance tomorrow, so I'm giving you this opportunity tonight to tell someone how much you appreciate them for being in your life. Love on someone today, because tomorrow they may not be here to be loved. May the Lord bless you is my prayer. May heaven smile on you. And remember, oh, my brother, my sister, be encouraged. Because the Lord will, I know he will, strengthen your heart. All of your dark clouds, they are passing away. gonna shine. Have to while. Your sun is gonna shine. Have to while. Your sun is gonna shine. Have to while, which is right now. Your sun is gonna shine. Have to while. I love you. The Lord loves you more. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.
Something happens when I call you, Jesus, 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 hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something happens when I call. Just to call out the name of Jesus. Something happens when we speak His name. No other name is higher than that name. When I call, there's a story of a man who was sitting on the roadside. The Bible says that everybody tried to shut him up. But he said, I know something's going to happen when I call on that name.